All right, so we're back on Now 92.1 FM. We got Ryan Rizik here, Brett Kudick in the Chevrolet, Kudick Chevrolet broadcast booth, taking over from Jim, who didn't show up today, so we're taking over. So probably should discuss a little service. Talk a little bit about maybe what's going on with the tire rebates, Ryan.
Tires. It's the spring tire event. We got $50 to $120 mail-in rebates on the purchase of a set of four tires. So,
and this tends to be a pretty big promotion for everybody. I mean, we tend to sell a lot of tires around this time. We have, I think, conditioned our customers over the years to hold out as long as they can
wait
because
for the deal, and the deal is now.
Yeah, the deal is now. So
you think you need tires going into winter, but spring with the rain, if we ever get it like we need it, they're going to need it then too. So
yeah, right.
Safety first.
Yeah, and you don't wait until the last nub is on. Get them done before you need them. That's the
tow bill.
And most people don't realize, but you know, when your tread gets lower, it's easier to pick up stuff. So screws, nails, stuff like that. If you're getting them in your tires now, more than likely that's a good reason. And we have the ability, we get most stuff what? Overnight?
Yeah, next day if we don't have it in stock a lot of times. So
yeah.
And we got all the major manufacturers, so.
Yeah, so we can get tires specifically that the customer wants, or we can replace factory tires with factory tires if that's what you like. And Tommy in service, he'll fix you up. He'll get them put on quick and check tire pressures and
get everything checked out for spring so you're good to go.
Right. Tire rebates, they're on. You should be thinking about new tires. What else is going on in service, Ryan?
Everything. People are getting back from spring break, so it's time to, if they didn't change the oil beforehand, it's time to change it afterwards. And like you brought up Tommy, he'll check them over and get you going for summer here.
Yeah. So most people probably don't realize it, but for years we've been servicing all makes and models. We can do everything. Transmission service, flush, engine flush, coolant flush, whatever needs to be done, we can handle it there. Talk to the service writers. Who should they talk to, Ryan?
Hans or Dan, give them a shout and get yourself scheduled and they'll take good care of you.
Yeah.
Tires, give Corey or Clayton a call and they can get you some options.
Right. So they can contact either, they can go directly to parts to get tires, or they can go to service writers, Dan or Hans, and they'll get them ordered. And then they'll call you back, get them put on, and they'll show you how to apply for the rebates. Most of it's online.
Pretty simple. It's really easy nowadays. Yeah. Yep, and the money comes, you don't have to spend it with us. You can spend it anywhere. So pay for your gas, pay for your 92.1 radio station, whatever you got to do.
There you go. Yep, Murph will appreciate that.
Yep.
Yep, send a little money his way.
Tax-deductible donation.
Contact your tax professional.
Yeah, see Frank Venable for details.
We don't guarantee you that. Well, why don't we take another break here? Now 92.1 FM, Ryan Rizik, Brett Kudick. When we come back, maybe we'll hit a little bit about the certified pre-owned vehicles we have on the lot. Okay, we're Now 92.1 FM, Ryan Rizik and Brett Kudick taking over WRJC this morning on the Kudick Chevrolet broadcast booth. Ryan, we mentioned certified pre-owned. Tell me more.
Certified pre-owned. So GM, it's got to be under a six-year-old vehicle, under 75,000 miles, a clean title, and it goes through a thorough inspection in our shop. So once that all passes, we can put them on the lot and give you a nice little incentive of an extra warranty and some oil changes to make you feel like you're getting a new car almost.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the warranty. So I know they extend the bumper-to-bumper portion, so they'll give you a year, 12,000 miles. Not like buying a new car, but a new car, you get 3 years. So, I mean, this is a third of that, you know. What are the mileage limitations to these certified cars?
Like I say, they're all going to be under 75,000 miles. And then once you get that 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper, they're going to up the powertrain to an extra year, going to 6 years, and then 100,000 instead of the factory 60.
Right. So for a guy who buys a 50,000-mile car, your powertrain's covered for 50,000 miles. Or in that first year, your 12,000, they're going to take care of pretty much everything,
yep.
Right?
It's a good cushion. Like I say, they offer a lot of that kind of stuff on the new ones, but gives the guy that buy the ability of a used car with new warranties.
Right. So the value of a used, don't have to pay the full value of a new one, and you get all the benefits. Or not all the benefits, but a lot of the benefits.
Two oil changes, two tire rotates.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good trial.
Yeah, right. Get you started. You know, a lot of people, you know, are leery of used cars because of that, but this kind of allows you to, I guess, take that burden off your mind. certified pre-owned. Do we have any on the lot right now, Ryan?
How many? We show 10 in stock as of this morning. So okay. And it's a decent selection.
People can find that online. They could search directly.
Yep. Just if you go under used and look under certified, like I say, it'll show those like every other vehicle. Like I say, we're always filtering through them. And
sure. And if someone wanted one of our used cars that wasn't certified, can we do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. As long as it passes the inspection and, like I say, meets the mileage and time thing, like I say, it is possible.
So even though it may not be part of what is online as certified, if you do see a used car out there, you like the benefits of the certified pre-owned, still able to do it. Keep that in mind when you're out there looking at Kudik.com. You can ask Jessica. She might tell you. She may not, but she might. She won't give you the wrong answer, but she may not give you an answer. But she will ask Ryan, and Ryan will give you the right answer. That's what's probably really going to happen. So when you talk to her, you kind of talk to him, just not at 2:30 in the morning. Keep that in mind. Now 92.1 FM, Ryan Ryzik and Brett Kudik taking over at the Kudik Chevrolet broadcast booth, which is not at the dealership, by the way.
Not today, though. Maybe we should change that.
We should probably.
We could move everything down to the dealership while Murph's gone.
Yeah. I'm looking at the equipment here. I don't think we want to move that. It would not work as well when we got it there. So I think we'll leave it here for now. And I think after most people hear this broadcast, they probably won't want us back anyway. So they'll welcome Jim back. You know, he calls himself the world's worst DJ, but we might have surpassed that today. Now 92.1 FM, we'll be back in a minute, and we're going to talk a little bit about Ryan's journey through the dealership and what positions he's held, and we can talk a little bit about that when we come back. Okay, so we're here now, 92.1 FM with Ryan Ryzik and Brett Kudik. We're taking over WRJC this morning in Jim's absence in the Kudik Chevrolet broadcast booth, which after 10 o'clock turns into the WRJC broadcast booth, just so you're aware. So, Ryan, tell us a little bit about your journey. You've been with us for quite a while. Tell us more.
Seen it all, I guess. Worked in detail in high school and then got to drive some cars here and there in the meantime and got to work in service and now sales. So.
Yeah, so you've been a service writer. You've been in detail. So you have been pretty much front and back through your career. How many years now?
Oof, yeah. So you stop counting after a while.
Yeah. Yeah. but very unique. Your dad is the sales manager and has been for 40 years. And what most people probably don't realize is at one point, your grandfather worked for mm-hmm. us.
Yep.
So he's at one point, yeah, we had three generations. Pretty incredible. Most yep. people can't say that. Talk a little bit about that.
That's interesting. Like any other family business or family affair, you have your battles and stuff like that. But
sure. Probably a little better now that you're out of the house.
Oh, yeah, then you're...
Yeah, the battle doesn't
yeah,
have to
the
come
battle
home.
Doesn't follow home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but makes it interesting.
Yeah, and it's fun. You know, I still recall stories of when your grandpa was around. If anyone knew Benny, he's quite a talker. Certainly fits the mold of the Ryzik's, that's for sure. He could talk to anybody about anything and for hours and loved it. He was fun to have around and did a lot of dealer trades for us. I recall one dealer trade, actually your dad and your grandpa and your grandma both went, and they were down in Milwaukee and bringing a truck back, and the window blew out of the back of it. They didn't leave it. They went back and got it. They went back on the freeway, turned around, and searched the ditches of the freeway for the window. Unbelievable. But, you know, the guy was no stranger to the freeway, drove
no.
semis for
no.
how many years?
Forever before that, and then
yeah.
kept on working.
You know. Think a 30 plus year career driving semi.
Seen a lot of road.
Yeah. And then over 30, I think, at the dealership.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Everywhere you went, he could tell you who lived here and what was there.
Yeah. And I think, quite frankly, your dad is the one who made him retire. I think he'd have kept working, but I think his health was just getting to the point where,
mm-hmm.
yeah, needed
got to call it quits at some time and take care of yourself.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy the time you got left. Right. So that unique situation there. One I've enjoyed over the years. So hopefully many, many more. Why don't we take a little break? Now 92.1 FM, and we are taking over. See you in a minute. Ryan, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can call the dealership, 608-847-6324. Otherwise, email or internet, whatever works for you. We're open at all times.
Email address is?
Kudik7@kudik.com.
Okay. And if they choose to go through Jessica, that
Jessica's
works as well?
Always there at Kudik.com.
Yeah.
Yep. Jessica's the assistant we don't have.
So if you want a response at 2 a.m, best to go through Jessica.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, let's, I think I see Jim. I think
either that or that's flashing lights, but
yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the police. Yeah I think we should get out of here while the getting's good. Now 92.1 FM, Ryan Rysik and Brett Kudyk here. We'll be back in a minute to wrap things up from the Kudyk Chevrolet broadcast booth. Okay, we're back now, 92.1 FM. Ryan Rysik and Brett Kudyk here at the Kudyk Chevrolet broadcast booth. We have officially taken over this morning. Jim is MIA, and we think we hear him, but we're not sure. So we want to probably get while the getting's good. So, Ryan, any parting shots here? We talked a little bit about inventory. We talked a little bit about the website. We talked about service. Anything we missed?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So,
like I say, we're always open, whether it's online or in person.
Yeah.
Feel free to stop by, cruise through the lot, see what's new, because there's always something different there. So
there is
something right for everyone, hopefully.
Yeah. Especially those Packer vehicles. Inquire with you or online. Certified pre-owned. Keep looking at Kudyk.com. You can check those out. Along with the service tab, they can start looking at what kind of maintenance they need and
contact tires for spring.
Yep. Contact service directly. They can make an appointment online there at Kudyk.com. So to wrap things up, should do it. Now 92.1 FM, Brett Kudyk and Ryan Rysik signing off.